I am the devil. I know what you're thinking. It's about time I admitted that. But the reason why I'm saying it is someone in this congregation called me that. And I will call the person out, but first I'm going to give you a few seconds to guess who it is. Shouldn't be hard to figure it out.
Miss Kathy?
No, it wasn't my wife. And yes, you're probably right if you guessed. It was Mr. Kelly Irvin. Well, let me tell you a story on why he called me the devil. We were having our potluck, and I got up for my fourth or fifth helping as usual. And Kelly was at the dessert table. And he was just staring at the dessert Kathy and I brought. You know, and so I asked him, you know, what was the matter? And he said, lemon's my favorite. So I'm not thinking there's a problem. I said, well, what's the matter if lemon's your favorite? Why don't you have some? And I can't remember if he said he was off of sugar or on diet. I really don't remember. But, you know, me being the nice guy, I just said, well, just have a little. It won't kill you. And he doesn't even look at me. He's just staring at that dessert, and he says, you are the devil. So now, why would he say that? Well, let's turn to Genesis 3, verses 1 through 4. It says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said that you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will surely not die. So, you know, maybe I really am the devil. That's what I said to Kelly. Same thing. But just like Eve, Kelly took some. And it was good dessert, but you don't have to believe me. Mr. Jackson had three helpings of it. The big difference is, I was not trying to take Kelly's salvation like the devil was with Eve. We're all under the influence of evil spirits, of evil spirit world at times. If you'll turn to Mark 5, 1 through 20, we'll read that. Mark 5, verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. In verse 6, and when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of him, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine, that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place in the sea and drowned in the sea. In verse 14. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion setting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it had happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from the region. And when he got back in the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord had done for you, and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. So we can see that demons are known to possess people. I'd read a book by an author who was good friends with the lead singer in Lynyrd Skynyrd, and one day they went to go see The Exorcist, and everything seemed all right, but the drummer of Skynyrd started acting irrational after that movie. He chased a man with a pickaxe, ripped a sink out of the wall, began drinking heavily. Probably should have said drinking more heavily, I'm sure. He was already doing that. And making odd references to Lucifer. Before that, Ronnie had considered him an all-around good guy and one of his best friends. The decision was eventually made to let him go from the band. And they actually started in his garage. So, you know, that had to take a lot for them to decide that. But he was the only one out of the whole band that seemed to affect. If you'll turn to Luke 4. Luke 4 and verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Verse 33. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." 35. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, What word is it for with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the report about him went out into every place in their surrounding region. So we need to avoid anything associated with, you know, these kind of evils, such as the movies, tarot cards, fortune telling, sorcerers, palm readers, and actually you can even include some books. Anything related to the occult worship is idolatry and an abomination to God. Being in the church does not protect us from this either. You don't need to turn there, but Matthew 16:23, you can see what Jesus said to Peter. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men." We all may drift from God at times, but if we stay close, we never have to worry about Satan and his evil demons. Mr. Jackson.